This is Charleston's retirement coach, Brandon Bowen.
And I'm Heather Branch here with Brandon to talk about ways to better prepare for your financial future. BowenWealth.com is where you can begin your own conversation with Brandon about your retirement savings plan. We also have links posted in the show notes, so you can just click there or, again, find us anytime at BowenWealth.com. All right, so summer vacation. A lot of people, it's that time of year where people are making some plans, summer getaway. So Kyle and I are going with a group of friends to Aruba this summer.
Ooh.
One person in the group found this awesome house. And yeah. Once you split it up amongst 12 people, the cost really, it's like, it's awesome, like good cost effective.
Yeah.
Except for the fact that we still have to buy airline tickets. And let me tell you something. What happened to me? My husband and I are not short people. My husband's 6'4". I'm 6'1". Uh-huh. So I like to try to get exit row seats when I can.
Yeah.
So I used miles. I had to cash in 100,000 miles for us to get a round trip ticket in economy, not economy plus, economy. 100,000 miles go into this. Then I ended up paying close to $1,000 anyway because of all the fees that got piled on to get an exit row seat.
Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm. To be able to pick the seat and the taxes and fees, almost 100,000 miles. I had to cash in, but it was still, I think, over $1,000 by the time cash. I'm like, what if I hadn't used miles? It would have been probably close to $2,000.
Right, right.
And it's infuriating. And the conversation around airline fees, but you know what? I don't even, it's like, why waste your breath yelling about it? I mean, they're getting away with it, Brandon. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not like they're slowing down on the airline fees.
Yeah, I couldn't believe when I saw this article here, you're about to tell us about the total that they collected last year.
Oh, yeah. Oh, say it. Say the number out loud, sir.
$33 billion.
In baggage fees, everybody. Pay attention. The top 20 airlines last year raked in more than $33 billion in baggage fees alone.
Oh, my gosh.
And so, okay, so here's the thing. It's happened to all of us. You weigh your bag, you think you've got it right, and then you get there and the scale says 52 pounds, and you're like, no!
Yes. Yeah. What are you going to do about it? You can't. Right. There's nothing you can do.
They've got you.
You're already stressed because you're running late, and the plane's going to leave. And you're like, okay, fine. What is it? $75? What? Mm-hmm. That's it. That's what happens.
But here's the thing that I will say about this. At the end of the day, it's maybe a couple $100 in airline fees that you pay. And at least, even if it's a surprise, once you have to pay it, you are made aware of it. You know how much is going out in that moment. The thing about fees that can be hiding in a retirement portfolio, this is real money that we're talking about, that people, it's like, it's money, you're paying money for on your own money, Brandon.
Yes.
And it's a lot. In some cases, it can be tens of thousands of dollars every single year. And people have no idea.
It's like paying fees to fly your own private jet. You know what I mean?
That's exactly what it's like.
It's like you got your own, that's your own plane.
And there's somebody standing there being like, excuse me, sir, I realize that you're flying this plane as your jet, but we got to charge you $100 for that suitcase.
Oh, you're going to need a seat? You're going to need a seat? Okay.
Boom.
I was like, wait, this is my plane.
Right.
What do you mean?
That is exactly what it's like. Exactly what it's like. So, all right, let's talk about this then. How do we get to work detecting fees in our savings plans?
We just wish there was something that it was transparent.
Right.
Right. That's the thing.
That's something else. We talked about fees in this radio program before. And listen, nobody's looking for a free lunch. We all know business is business.
Yes.
I respect it. You listening, you respect it. It's just about be transparent. Be aware. Tell me the truth.
I mean, even when I use like Kayak or something, I'll start there with whenever I want to travel because it searches them all.
Yeah.
And I've done it where I've then picked one and then I'm going through it and about to pay. And then it's like, oh, do you want a seat? And I'm like, I'll just stand, you know, like, of course I need a seat.
Yes, I need a seat. Okay.
But and then it ends up more than, you know, the more expensive one that was being transparent with everything. So it's just so we need to start an app that's called like All In Travel or something like that.
Yep.
How about that?
Yep. You know? I like it.
All In Travel. We just need a travel advocate. So that's my new side hustle.
Yeah.
There you go. So with the financials, with your money, let me tell you an example, a story here that I think this clearly, because I mean, this was last week, actually.
Really?
So I'm currently meeting with this super nice couple from North Charleston, and they came in and they're kind of experiencing a bit of this surprise right now with their current portfolio. Okay. So they came in and I was like, hey, nice to meet you guys. Thanks for listening to the show. And, you know, all this stuff is a really casual, nice first appointment, and they said, hey, we want to get this X-ray, a portfolio X-ray here just to see what's going on. Mm-hmm. But, we like our guy. We've been with them a long time mm-hmm. here. And so they gave me their statements. Okay. And so, it's about $1.2 million.
Nice.
Had saved great. Yeah. And most of that is in their two IRAs. Okay. So a lot of tax deferred money.
Right.
And they said, I will go ahead and tell you, Brandon, our current guy's charging us 1%. Okay. But quote, that's all we pay.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, but what about the cost of the funds he has you in? And they were like, no, it's 1%. It's like they're just saying what
we
they
asked,
were told.
That's what he said. It's 1%.
We asked, yes. And he told us, we asked a couple times and he said, all you pay is 1%. And I was like, well, okay, that's, I guess he's not lying. If he's referring to the advisor fee and I'm sitting here telling you guys to ask, total, right? Maybe you didn't use the word expense ratios, something like that. And I was like, but it's all good. Let me pull the curtain back. Mm-hmm. I'll show you as your financial advocate here, mm-hmm. Of unbiased, I will show you what it's charging. And then you can go back and ask them if you want to. Right. Mm-hmm. And so they came back in for the second appointment and we sat down and I provided that that complimentary portfolio X-ray mm-hmm. here. And I said, OK, do you see this fund right here? It was a small cap for, small, capitalized companies. That fund, mm-hmm. mutual fund that they had them in was 1.1% in expense ratios. OK. Mm-hmm. Then they had a large cap. I was like, okay, look at this one. Let's pop it in. I was going to Morningstar. You can do that. You listening. You can go home and start popping in your holdings and look at this yourself if you want. But their large cap was 0.65%. Okay. Mm-hmm. Then they had an international fund was another 1%. So each one of these funds, there's a cost to using that investment.
Wow. Okay.
Because those people that are putting those funds together, they're not doing it. They're not doing charity
free.
Work.
Right.
No.
Right.
They're not being very, very nice and just doing all this free work, right? So all of these expense ratios that they're paying, that's on top of their advisor's 1%.
Jeez. Okay.
So you can imagine these guys, they're just like, they're sitting back in their chair. They're just like, what?
Like the anger starts to rise up. Yeah.
Yes. They're like, why would he do that? We've been with him for a long time. And I was like, hey, it's, it's
totally standard, really.
It's standard. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I mean, that's what the $33 billion at the
Hello.
Airline industry, right? That they're making here on
yep.
stuff you just don't even really think about to ask about and such.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So I said, okay, here you go. Well, let me actually show you ways to fix this. Okay.
Okay.
Let me show you ways. I said, here are simple ways. Vanguard. Let's pull up Vanguard. I pulled up Vanguard's large cap fund, mm-hmm. their small cap fund, right? iShares is even cheaper than Vanguard. Okay. So we're talking like 0.03%
versus the 1%.
Yes. So it's, Vanguard and iShares, I like to say those are almost free.
Right.
Okay. They're just so low cost.
So low. Yeah.
And if you buy an individual stock, it is free. There is no cost to holding a stock.
Because let's just do some quick math. Say they had $1 million. This is just base. Anybody has $1 million, you pay a 1% mm-hmm. advisory fee. That's what, $10,000 a year?
Yes.
You're mm-hmm. paying $10,000 a year. So you think that's what you're paying out. But it turns out if you break it down, they were paying a little more than 3%. So actually they were paying, not they, but quick math again. Mm-hmm. If you think you're paying this 1%, but it turns out you're paying, that's now you're up to $30,000 a year
yes.
in fee. You're actually paying
yeah.
an extra 20 grand you didn't realize out of pocket.
Yep, 20 grand if you're paying 30 grand. I mean, I've told stories on here where people have come in with variable annuities
yep.
that charge an average of 3.5%.
Yep.
Oh my gosh, you talk about where I've been able to uncover and free up for people,
literally 50, tens of thousand dollars
yes.
every single year.
Yes, mm-hmm. $30,000-$50,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
So here in with these clients, it was around about 12,000 that I was able to show them, hey, you can keep this.
An extra 12 grand back in your pocket every year.
Yes, that
just
could
by,
either be
just by shifting some things around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it could be an extra pension in retirement.
Hello,
right? little
yeah.
$1,000.
An extra $1,000 a month.
Yes, and if you don't need it, what if that goes back into your performance?
Yep.
Okay. Heather, gosh, here the other bad part about this situation here with this guy
yeah.
is he was putting them in those mutual funds, and those mutual funds were massively underperforming.
Jeez.
because I pulled up and I popped it in right there on Yahoo Finance, and boom, there went the chart for the S&P 500. And then I put their large cap growth, you know, fund in there. And the S&P over the past 5 years was up right at about 85%. Mm-hmm. Their fund was up 40%.
So frustrating, Brandon.
And I'm like, now, not all of that underperformance is because of the fees. Yes, fees play a big part of that underperformance, but you know, they were just, that mutual fund was just picking the wrong stocks. They were holding the wrong things in there, you know, like, so there were so many ways that they could fix this. Yeah. And I said to them, I said, please, I want you to hear my heart. I said, I am a financial advocate for you, mm-hmm. right? I'm trying to provide this unbiased second opinion. And it's like, if you don't get help with me, please get help somewhere.
Right.
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 Idea is like, either go back to him and say, you better freaking fix this
yeah.
for me. Get me some low cost funds, or maybe ask him, are these the best funds that you would recommend? And then you can decide if you want to stay or not. Right. Mm-hmm. Or you could start self-managing. If you're okay with just a buy and hold and you want low cost stuff. Sure. Vanguard, iShares, those are great. I have people come in that self-manage that are using those things, and I provide the same x-ray for them. Mm-hmm. And they come in for a second appointment and I shake their hand. Mm-hmm. And I was like, by the way, you are doing a great job. I might need to hire you here because you're using very low cost ETFs. It's beautiful. You're diversified, right? You're doing a great job. You know,
got it.
Like I will tell people if there's really nothing, if it's kind of like just splitting hairs or maybe, hey, keep in mind some tax moves, whatever. Right. I mean, I don't bash everything that I see.
Right.
Okay. And so then, of course, yes, I would love for you to say, well, Brandon, you know what? I want you to fix this. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what a lot of people do, especially when they are working with only a growth specialist and they say, right. You know what? I want a retirement plan.
Yeah.
Something where I can count on my income. I can reduce my market risk. I've got a tax strategy moving forward. That's what you listening, what you might be looking for. So if this sounds like you and you want to have this same portfolio x-ray on your holdings, head on over to bowenwealth.com and click on that contact tab so we can begin a conversation with you right now.
And we also have links posted in the show notes, so you can just click there if that's more convenient. Or again, the website, bowenwealth.com.
Thanks for listening to Charleston's Retirement Coach Podcast with Brandon Bowen. To learn more, visit bowenwealth.com and join Brandon for his radio show, Charleston's Retirement Coach, Saturdays at 11 a.m. on 94.3 WSC and again at 1 p.m. on 1250 WTMA.
Financial professionals are not licensed in all 50 states. To find out if J. Brandon Bowen is licensed in your state, please call 843-203-2030. J. Brandon Bowen is an investment advisor representative of Bowen Wealth, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments can fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. J. Brandon Bowen is not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency and does not provide legal or tax advice. Annuity guarantees rely solely on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company. By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance and annuity products offered through Bowen Wealth LLC, insurance licensed in South Carolina. Market Guard is a registered investment advisor with the SEC and provides model portfolios only to Impact Partnership Wealth. Market Guard makes no implied warranties or representations and is not liable for any data presented.